Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It's a post-Gazette party up in here. Jason Mackey, kind enough to join us for the remainder of the show. You can hear Jason on our pregame show before Black and Gold games. And there is a big one this weekend. Aaron Rodgers against his old team. And you can't count on much these days. You can always count on Chris Carter joining us at 8 a.m. on Friday football mornings. Hello, Chris. How we doing, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How we doing? What's up, Mackie?
There's Chris. Hi, buddy. Great to see you.
Where have you been, buddy? Good to see you too, man.
Mackie, were you invited to Chris's wedding?
I was not.
Me neither.
That's okay.
You know what, Cal? Hang up on this guy.
Invitations aren't endless, Crowley. We both got married.
And neither one of you were invited to my wedding, so who am I to cast stones? I'm just happy that Chris married his beloved wife and is very happy.
Thank you.
What an odd start to this segment. Chris, number one matchup that you're looking forward to watching this Sunday between the Steelers and Packers.
Ooh. Micah Parsons versus the entire Steelers offensive line, because the Packers are going to move him here, there, and everywhere. And that's going to be a big part of what the Steelers try to get going with their offense. The Steelers are going to want to try to run the ball, but they're also going to want to try to let Aaron Rodgers take advantage of some things in this defense. The Packers defense, though, right now is really sharp against the run. They've been able to limit teams as far as, you know, just yards per carry. They've been able to limit teams in general when it comes to the run game. They're one of the best at stopping the run in the NFL. They're one of the best at total yards in the NFL. This defense is a lot right. But I think where one weakness you can see that the Steelers could poke at is when they're in those situational, the third and short situations, they're one of the worst defenses in the NFL. They're like 26th on stopping third and three or shorter.
Oh, I like that nugget.
Steelers offense, The Steelers are the very best at third and three or shorter. That could be a place where the Steelers can try to reverse their time of possession problems, because they're 29th in time of possession in the NFL right now. If you're able to get to win set first and second down to the point where you're getting a lot of third and threes, third and twos, third and ones, that could be a place where you would consistently win there, and then you extend those drives, and then eventually you wear down this defense that's been really good at limiting big plays. And a big part of it's been Micah Parsons and this pass rush that keep teams from having to hold on to, from holding on to the ball. And when I looked around the NFL and I looked at how teams were playing the Packers, you look at the Packers, they're giving up the fewest explosive plays, the fewest passing explosive plays, the third fewest explosive run plays. That's a big part of who they are. So if you can wear this team down by winning more of those situational moments on third and short, and then eventually force them to kind of break down and have some mistakes and get some of those explosive plays, I think that's a big way to beat this team. But a big part of it starts with stopping Micah Parsons.
Chris, Jordan Love's been absolutely outstanding, completing 69% of his passes. I think his passer rating's like 108. something like that. The Steelers had some trouble with Joe Flacco. What sort of challenge does Jordan Love present? How do you expect the Steelers to try to combat that?
He's a well-developed quarterback. Like he's gone through the ringer. He's taken his lumps over the years, and he's honestly returned them to a lot of teams that have hit him pretty hard. But the thing that the Steelers, I think, can still do to Jordan Love is they can pressure him and get some mistakes out of that. When you look at how he passes, it's not just blitzing. He actually faces the blitz pretty well. When he's blitzed, he has 4 touchdowns to 1 interception. If he's able to identify where you're coming from, it's a problem. But in general, if he's just under pressure, when he's kept clean, he has 10 touchdowns to 1 interception. He averages 10.3 yards per attempt. But when he's under pressure, he has 0 touchdowns, 1 interception.
Ooh.
His yards per attempt drops down to 3.6 yards per pass. So that's what you have to do in this game. Whether it's blitzing, whether it's a 4-man rush, you got to get in that backfield, make him move the pocket, and do not let him use his legs to create time or to escape. You got to keep him contained, and that's a big part of this. So getting pressure on Jordan Love is huge, which is why stopping the run so that you can force him into situations where you can tee up more of your pass rushes is also huge.
Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette joining us in the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Steelers playing in primetime on Sunday. Chris, I got to say, you're bringing the primetime goods right now, baby. Hey, you dropped 2 nuggets I didn't know anything about. The short yardage stuff there. Here's one. You tell me if I'm wrong here, but I looked it up, and the internet's never wrong. 4th longest snap to throw time in the NFL for Jordan Love. He likes to hold on to that football a little bit, no?
He does, and honestly, a big part of it is because they've been able to dial up some really good plays, and this is another aspect of the Steelers defense that has to change this week, because the Steelers defense right now ranks 18th in third down stops. They ranked 25th.
Oh, come on!
My numbers here. My apologies.
That's my fault. I was singing his praises.
Head got too big.
But here's the thing. The Steelers have the 25th best best third down defense and the 18th best third and long defense with 7th and longer. Ooh. The Packers are the best offense at third down conversions and the best offense at 3rd and 7 or longer in the NFL. And Jordan Love has a big part of that. The Steelers have to reverse their problems there at stopping third downs and stopping 3rd and longs, which is really what this defense is designed to be able to do. And I think part of that is when they come out in those 3rd and longs, if they're dropping into a zone, they need to quickly identify where they're supposed to be pinching those zones. And I think that was a big part of their problem last week, was sometimes they prioritized the wrong things in what they were trying to take away in certain zone drops. And then in man, you just got to take away things, man. Like they had that 3rd and 8 where Andre Iosivac just cooked Darius Slay with the very first step. You can't give up those plays when you double team Chase here,
yeah,
double team Higgins there, and then you give up that guy, where a veteran is giving up a 37-yard pass play on third and long. You have to take advantage of those moments. And if they're able to do that against a team that's literally been the best at converting 3rd and 3rd and long in the NFL, that could spell a change in their defensive omens.
Chris, something we were talking about before you got on here was Nick Herbig and his usage. I didn't understand it. Adam didn't understand it. I'm guessing you fall somewhere similar. How much do you expect that to change, either in lieu of Alex Highsmith or 3 outside linebacker sets? Can we see more Nick Herbig on Sunday night, do you think?
I think you'll see more Nick Herbig. I think it was a mistake. But I also don't think it was like the crippling mistake that some have made it out to be. Like, I think it was like, certainly, yeah, like you wanted to see him in the last drive, and you wanted to, I think you could rotate him in a bit more in the game. But people are like, oh man, that cost us the game. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like there were some other issues. Like for example, the Steelers were getting pressure. They just couldn't get home. Why? Because the coverage wasn't holding up in the first 2 seconds. Joe Flacco was getting the ball out so quickly. In fact, on that Iosivac play where Joe Flacco hit him for a 34-yard play pass because Darius Slay just got cooked off the line of scrimmage, TJ Watt was literally a half a second away from sacking Joe Flacco on that play. There were 6 plays where Cam Hayward got pressure up the middle against Joe Flacco. The problem was he was able to get the ball out too quickly. That has to change this week. And a part of it's also the run game, because as Terrell Austin acknowledged and you kind of see on tape, they were on the first two drives of the game, the Steelers were winning third downs. They were getting the Bengals off the field. They weren't letting them drive the ball and get touchdowns. But after Chase Brown popped two really long runs for the Bengals, all of a sudden you start to see cracks in the Steelers' defense. That's why stopping Josh Jacobs this week is a major priority for this defense, because if they're – I think you can look at in their games where they've stuffed the run more consistently, the Browns, Patriots, the Vikings – the defense has played a lot better. When they haven't stuffed the run well, you get 330 point performances. Granted, the Seahawks was a big part of it was Caleb Johnson messing up on special teams, but you gave up 30 points to the Jets, 30 points to the Bengals, and the Seahawks ran all over you as well to create opportunities. That is a big key to this game, is stopping the run. Everyone's going to focus on the pass, and that's very important, but you got to take away Josh Jacobs, and then I think the other things will fall into place.
Last thing for Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette, not only do you break it all down with the film reviews and host a terrific podcast, the Locked On Steelers podcast, you're also down there reporting every day. So you were there when Aaron Rodgers was talking about this matchup. He says it's not a revenge game. Buying that?
I think it's more of a nostalgia game. I do believe that Aaron Rodgers does not hold the animus for the Packers that he did for the Jets earlier this season. Because remember, he told us, it's just football. And then after the game, he was like, those guys said a lot of things about me, and I was happy to drop four touchdowns on their heads. Like, you could feel that one was a lie. But he even said something. He said, absence makes the heart grow fonder about the Packers. And I think that when he steps back and he looks at his time in Green Bay, his time in New York, and now his time in Pittsburgh, he says, man, that was a good organization. That was a really bad organization. And now I'm back in a good organization. I can't be too mad at the Packers. And listen, he's still upset about, their GM taking Jordan Love. But one thing that when I talk to people that cover the Packers and they tell me is that he may have been upset at management, but he was never upset with Jordan Love. He was a great mentor to him. He's always been a complimentary to him. He's always been helpful to him because he wanted to be the quarterback to Jordan Love that Brett Favre wasn't to him. And so I think the other thing about Aaron Rodgers is that a lot of the people outside of like Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love himself aren't there anymore for the Packers. Like, he was even saying, like, I only know like five guys there now. And so I think that there's less revenge, but more of a motivation to be like, hey, I still beat you guys when I got the chance, because this is probably his last chance to ever play the Packers. And if he beats them, he becomes the fifth quarterback to beat all 32 NFL teams. So I see this more of as a nostalgia get back point than necessarily, I really want to beat these guys because I don't like them.
Chris, tremendous stuff as always, man. We look forward to these every Friday. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Later, Chris.
Thanks, fellas.
What a man. One of the best. Chris Carter.
Great point about Aaron Rodgers, by the way. Like, not the animus toward the Green Bay Packers, but also wanting to beat them. Like, there's a difference there. Like, we don't always have to have hate.
Even if there's an amicable breakup, if I get dumped, right? I'm still going to the gym and I'm posting Instagram photos and I want her to eat her heart out. Like, Rodgers doesn't have to hate the Green Bay Packers to want to go out there and say, hey, this is what you're missing. Because, buddy, I still got it. And I think that's the motivating factor for him. Plus, he's such a historian for the game of football that he knows what's at stake. He knows this is going to be his opportunity to do something that only four quarterbacks have ever done before him. And I think he's going to play. When we look back on the Rodgers tenure with the Steelers, I think we're going to look at this game and say this was the best game he played in a Steelers uniform.
Ooh, what a take.
How about that?
What a take.
I'm so confident I put my nipples on the line, Mackie.
Oh, boy.
I have not.
Oh, boy.
Actually, not.
I mean, I like the take, though, and I like where you're going with this. I mean, he's got a lot to prove, man. And look at that group that has beaten all 32 teams. Like, there's some legitimacy there, man. Don't tell me Aaron Rodgers isn't aware of that and what it would mean for his career legacy.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got it. And like, whether they run it back or not, like, this is the time to be able to beat the Packers. Yeah, I think we're going to see the best of Aaron Rodgers Sunday night.
That list, by the way, Brady, Manning, Breeze, and I think this one might mean something to him. Brett Favre. If you don't think he knows that, then you don't know much about Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers will forever be the most famous Steeler Packer. I'll tell you who my favorite Steeler Packer of all time is coming up next. And this next three-game stretch for the Steelers looks like a murderer's row, and many are making it about the Steelers' defense. Not so fast, my friends.
More.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mackey, Steelers hosting the Packers on Sunday night. Then they host the Indianapolis Colts. Then they go on the road to take on the Chargers. And I actually like the Chargers matchup the best out of the three because of the offensive line. Well, they got Joe Alt back, and they dropped 37 points on Brian Flores. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, this stretch right here will define the Steelers season. So we will get into it in a moment. But Aaron Rodgers will forever be, you would think, the most famous Steeler Packer. But my favorite Steeler Packer is a different guy. And I want you to guess who it is. And I think you know me well enough that you're going to guess it and you're going to hit it right on the head. Yep. Jason Mackey with us, by the way, until 10 o'clock.
This is, I agree with you. I think I know who it is, but I'm going to warm up to it. I'm going to take a few wild guesses. Some funny, some easy. Preston Smith.
Oh, man.
It's not Preston Smith.
What a long storied Steelers career he had. And by the way, longevity has nothing to do with it.
No, it's actually, it's the opposite of longevity. You would have to look this up even to make sure that he is a stacker, as our colleague Joe Starkey would say.
Yes, I liked Starkey's column.
It was good.
Yeah.
My second guess is a fun one only because there's a personal story for me, Mike Tomczak.
What's your personal story with Tomczak?
So Mike Tomczak knew our high school football coach somehow, Kevin Kissel at Brentwood. Mm-hmm. And one day, Kissel talked Tomczak into coming to one of our practices. And so Tomczak shows up, and I'm the quarterback, and like listening to Tomczak, hanging on his every word. He has us like doing these various throwing drills, and it's just absolutely crazy, like how this dude can throw. It was my first view into like, so that's how a professional football player throws a football. Like it was otherworldly. Anyway, we play Quaker Valley that Friday night, and Tomczak shows up for the game. He comes into our locker room before the game, starts like banging on lockers and screaming stuff. It's going to be a freaking war out there. He's just going absolutely bonkers. And we're all like,
all right, dude.
All right.
So did you beat Quaker Valley?
We won.
There you go.
Yep.
Did you carry Tomczak off the field like he was Joe Paterno?
No, but he probably was like going to bite somebody or something. I don't know. He was way intense. Real, so it wasn't Mike Tomczak.
Real quick before you throw any more guesses out there, There is nothing more jarring than you go to games, even if you got great seats at NFL games. There's nothing more jarring than the first time I covered a Steelers practice and just the ball coming out of Ben Roethlisberger's arm.
Oh, goodness. Yep.
And just seeing up close the way NFL quarterbacks throw the football. And Aaron Rodgers, of course, he's as good as anybody who's ever played the position, if not better in his release. But to be that close and just see the flick of a wrist and the ball carry 55, 60 yards down the field, something to behold. All right, what else?
Okay. my third guess is humorous because I know your penchant for pooping in weird places. And this man was an expert. I had to look up the story during the break just to refresh my memory, and I was giggling. You know who I'm talking about by now, Mr. Defecation himself. Najee Davenport.
That would be the one.
Is it really?
That's the guy, yeah. You can't break into somebody's dorm room.
Oh my gosh.
Poop in their hamper.
I can't believe you're taking him over the person I was actually going to guess.
He's my all-time favorite stacker because he defecated.
In a laundry basket. Not only in the closet, in the laundry basket. Can you imagine pooping in the laundry basket? The logistics involved there?
No.
I can't either.
The first night I ever went out in Morgantown.
Oh, boy.
I had a buddy visiting from out of town that was my high school friend because I had no college friends. So I needed one of my high school friends to come. I was like, I can't be walking into parties by myself. Well, went to some keg party, got hammered. I peed in my own clothes hamper. First night we ever went out in Morgantown. Dirty clothes. So at least there was that. It could be worse. I could have defecated.
Yep.
So yep. That wasn't your actual
guess.
That
wasn't my actual guess. There's actually a really good guess that I thought with your time at the Steelers Radio Network that you might have landed on. Tunch Ilkin. R.I.P. Tunch.
Damn it.
I thought that was a slam dunk. As soon as I saw that, I was like, all right. I see where Crowley's going with it. That's kind of cool.
I could have gone sentimental.
And here you have the closet pooper.
I could have gone sentimental, but I went immature to the surprise of nobody.
All right.
Tunch had one season with the Packers and one of the truly great guys that any of us have ever come across in this industry. I met a man who was a part of Tunch Ilkin's parish when we were in Dublin. We were at the tailgate. A dude had a Tunch Ilkin Steelers jersey
on.
That's
awesome.
And I was like, did you know Tunch or you just really liked the way that he played? And he said, yes, both.
Yeah.
And we had a great conversation. Tunch, one of the great guys. Wolf, one of the great guys. You can't seemingly mention one without the other. I'd like to revise my pick.
Good. We'll allow it.
Real quick Tunch story while we're on the subject, and then we'll get into the nuts and bolts of this Steelers three-game stretch here that'll wind up defining the season, I think. So at training camp, people who worked on the Steelers staff or in the front office or even with the website or the radio side of things, there'd be two or three times at camp every year where there'd be a huge bonfire and you just sit around and you'd smoke cigars and you'd drink beers. I talked to Tunch for 2 hours just about faith and his faith and the fact that I had been going back to church for the first time in a long time because the Catholic school kind of beat it out of me, no pun intended. And it was one of the deepest conversations that I've ever had with anybody in my entire life. And it changed my perspective on a lot of things. Tunch, just a great man. And he had time for everybody. Everybody.
That's awesome, man.
So I'm going to go with Tunch over the Mad Pooper.
Yep, good. Yeah. Good choice.
That is the obvious guess, is Tunch. The hell am I doing over here? You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. When we come back, we'll talk about this three-game stretch for the Steelers, which, after last night's Chargers performance, looks even tougher than it did 24 hours ago. And I think it won't only define the Steelers' defense, but also another aspect of this team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to carry the Steelers to victory on Sunday night. I think the Steelers are going to put up 40 points. How about that? Do you agree? Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement, Trust PJ.com. They're facing some potent offenses here, the Steelers are. Green Bay has scored 27 or more points in five of their games. Only one other team has done that in the NFL. You guessed it. Yes, it's the Indianapolis Colts, who they'll play the following week. And then the Chargers just dropped 37 points on the Minnesota Vikings. So I think a lot of people look at that and go, whew, Steelers defense needs to be much better. And they're not wrong. But I look at this three-game stretch, Jason, and I say, you've got a Hall of Fame quarterback who is on pace now to throw more touchdowns this season than any Steelers quarterback ever. This is why you got him. This is the NFL in 2025. Does the Steelers defense need to be better? Duh. Of course it does. You got to make a stop here and there. They got one stop in the last eight possessions for the Bengals last Thursday. That's never going to be close to good enough. But you need the defense to come around a little bit. You need Aaron Rodgers to keep up what he's got going on. I think these next three games define the season, and I think they're going to define Rodgers' tenure here in Pittsburgh.
I don't think you're wrong, Adam.
Thank you.
It's a little bit aggressive.
End of segment. Very good stuff right there, Harry.
We got some extra time.
Yeah.
No, I worry about this. The trade deadline's coming up in a couple weeks. Do the Steelers have enough weapons? I don't think the Steelers should make a habit of getting into some sort of track meet with Green Bay, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, even the Bengals. Like, I don't think that's the recipe for the Steelers to win. I know it's overly simple to say the defense needs to play better, but you know what? You're paying your defense more than anybody else in the NFL. Expecting them to be better than they were against the Bengals is a reasonable expectation.
Yes.
I want to lean on Aaron Rodgers, but I don't want to lean on Aaron Rodgers too much, because what if something happens? He's still 41. I look at their offense and I see probably a wide receiver short, and they've had a checkered history involving the tight ends. Like, where I know they can bank things is with that defense. At the same time, man, I watched the game last night just like a lot of people did, and the Chargers looked really good.
Real good.
Really good. Like, Justin Herbert is going to be a problem for them unless they fix some things. Like, you're talking about not having a quarterback spy previously. Like, I think Drake May kind of exploited that a little bit. They didn't put a lot of pressure on Joe Flacco. Not that Joe Flacco was a running threat, but, you know, they've had some issues there. Justin Herbert's going to eat them alive, and he threw the ball really well. Gadsden is a playmaker. He was impressive. We know Ladd McConkey's good. I agree that it's going to define the season. I just don't think their MO should be trying to outscore teams, because I think they're going to come up short. I don't think they have the weaponry for that. I do think they have the weaponry on defense, But this scheme needs to be a heck of a lot better.
Yes, it does.
They really need to learn from what happened against Cincinnati. I'm sorry, Jalen Ramsey, I don't care what the circumstances are, he needs to be worth the money. TJ Watt needs to be worth the money. You're allocating those resources to those guys, and certainly against Cincinnati, and at times at other points in the season, it just hasn't been worth it. They need to get more pressure on the quarterback. They need to stop the run. That part is really concerning, especially with Indianapolis coming down the pike. Nobody's playing better than Jonathan Taylor right now, running back-wise. Yeah. Not great.
It's not great at all, and the Colts have thoroughly outcoached the Steelers in recent years. It's a terrible coaching matchup for Mike Tomlin. I don't know that you go into this three-game stretch and look at it the way that I'm looking at it. If you are Arthur Smith, if you're Mike Tomlin, I don't think you walk into these games going, we need to put it all on Aaron Rodgers. But I think this is one of those classic cases of necessity is the mother of invention. And I think ultimately the defense isn't going to improve enough from last Thursday to this three-game stretch for me to think that these games are going to be anything other than shootouts. Like, I understand what you're saying. The defense, of course it needs to be better. It is inexcusable that they're paying this money and that they're performing the way that they are and that your head coach is making $17 million a year and he's a defensive guru, quote-unquote. I'll even throw more quotes on that. You need to be better. I just don't think they can be. And so I think it
all... You don't think the defense can be better than it's been?
I think it can be if they're coached better. I don't think they're going to be coached better. The last 13 games, they're giving up 25 points a game.
I know.
That would have them as 23rd in the NFL. Like that, it's not even just this six-game sample size where half the games they've given up 30-plus points. We're talking about 13 games, including a playoff game where they've stunk.
That's just so damning, Crowley.
I mean, if
the defense can't be better than it's performed recently, we've got a real problem here.
I think we do.
I don't know if I'm ready to go there. I don't think they're the elite of the elite, but I don't think they're as bad as they were against the Bengals. They can't possibly be that bad.
If I'm optimistic, I'll try to play devil's advocate against myself here and lean on your side of things. First game of the season.
I mean, I'm not trying to excuse it by any stretch, man. This is a very difficult stretch, and I'm frankly worried about the Steelers' chances. I'm just saying the defense can be better than it's been. It better be better.
The Jets game was the first game of the season, and you didn't know what they were going to do because it's a new coaching staff. You gave up 32, and I'm not excusing it, but if I'm trying to look optimistically, okay, whatever, first week, you throw out the results. Green Bay kicked the hell out of Detroit. I think Detroit's the best team in football in week one. So weird stuff can happen. Last week, Thursday, they're always bad on Thursday. And they've got some older guys. So, hey, maybe that's why that was an anomaly. I'm not even buying what I'm selling here, though. I just think this is a bad defense. And I think you can make an argument, Jason, that because of the expectations, because of the money being spent, because of the splash move to bring in Jalen Ramsey, that this is the worst defense in the NFL relative to the expectations, and that's including Baltimore, because they've at least got an excuse. They're banged up.
I won't argue with that, Adam. I won't argue with that. Based on what we heard in preseason, based on what you can do, how you're spending money, the players that you have theoretically still mostly in their prime. I know Cam Hayward's getting up there. How much you've allocated resources toward it in the draft. Like, you know, Joey Porter Jr. wasn't a late-round pick. He's effectively a first-round pick. I think Derek Harmon's been pretty good. Peyton Wilson's a third-rounder you expected a lot of. You go out in free agency and get Patrick Queen. Alex Highsmith has a sizable contract. Like, you've got guys here where you've spent money and or draft capital on them. And I was going through the schedule as you were talking, man. Think through this. Okay, week one, the Jets, they're not any good. They still put 32 on the Steelers. Week two, they lose to Seattle, giving up 31 points. Week three, New England, they needed five turnovers. Ramondre Stevenson could not hold on to the ball just to get out of there with the win. I'm not sure Minnesota's that good. They looked pretty ugly last night other than Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison at times. They get that win. Cleveland stinks.
Yep.
You're starting a rookie quarterback. I'm not giving them much credit. And then the Bengals absolutely torch you. That's been the season. I'm not sure I'm looking at that and thinking this defense is anywhere near what it should be capability. I mean, it's not.
If they were mediocre defensively, it would be not good enough. Like, they need to be a top five defense in the NFL. They
need to
be elite. And they're not even close to that. They get after the quarterback. They take the football away, though they haven't taken it away in the last two games. But you mentioned Carson Wentz. I mean, he plays right into their hands. That guy holds the ball. He pats the ball. That is one thing that you can look at with Green Bay and say maybe there's something there, because Jordan Love – from snap to throw holds the ball longer than all but three quarterbacks in the NFL.
I'm not looking at that the same way, man. No way. Jordan Love and Carson Wentz are on different planets.
Oh, 100%. But one of the things that they do, Green Bay, a lot of play action because they run the ball, and he'll get the ball out of his hand quick at times, but they like to hit the big play. And he's going to do a lot of seven-step drops. And that's one thing where I think you can look at and say, okay, if you hold that ball for half a second longer, that could be the difference between what happened with Joe Flacco and not necessarily what happened with Carson Wentz, but maybe closer or maybe somewhere between the two. I'm looking for some silver linings.
Yeah, but if I'm the Packers offensive coordinator, who I didn't know who it was until I Googled it right now, Adam Stenovich.
Yeah.
No, but if I'm looking at that, I'm looking at that Bengals game and seeing what the Bengals did to find success, and that was getting the ball out reasonably on time. That was finding guys. That's not trying to hit the big play. That might be what they're capable of doing. That might be what the numbers say they are. But against the Steelers, I'm going to go be something else.
And LaFleur's a better offensive mind than Zach Taylor. He just is.
So they're pretty good.
They're good. I look at what Zach Taylor has done without Joe Burrow, and there's a lot to be desired there, apart from, you know, Joe Flacco last week. What are you pointing at?
What's Callis doing back there?
He's keeping his upper lip warm. He's got his head buried in his shirt. Lee Sterling at the top of the hour. If you don't want to know the future of what's going to happen in this weekend's biggest college and pro football games, then don't listen to Lee, because he's going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. We'll go around the NFL coming up next. Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports going to be joining us at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. 50-minute mark on the fans brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. So much to get into. So little time. Show's flying by. Thanks to Jason Mackey for hanging out with us until the end of the program. Bears at Ravens. I think Lamar Jackson's going to play, Jason. But here's my take of the week. They're done. They took out the ping pong tables, the video games, the basketball hoop, and that in closed door meetings, they've never worked in the history of sports. When you take out all the fun stuff, because that's the reason, we're not focusing enough on football, then you're probably not all that mentally tough. And some of these quotes in the Baltimore Sun story that came out were damning. Like, I feel like John Harbaugh is actually teetering on potentially losing this team if he hasn't already. They're donezo, and the Bears are going into Baltimore this weekend, Mr. Mackey. And they're winning that football game.
No, I'm not buying it.
They're done.
I'm not buying it, Crowley. I'm not buying the Ravens.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Nope. They're not done. Just when, nope.
The Bears are on a winning streak, just for the record.
That's right, four straight games. Thank you, Harry.
It's going to be five.
Exactly.
And then the Ravens can come back from 1-6. I mean, I think that's what Crowley's pointing.
The Ravens aren't coming back from 1-5. Only four teams have ever done it. They're done. Start printing the AFC North champion t-shirts now, baby. The Bengals, by the way, are going to be 4-4 after this weekend. They're a 6.5-point home favorite against the New York Football Jets. Who's worse, the Jets or the Dolphins?
I think the Dolphins.
I agree with that.
I'm curious to see how Tyrod Taylor does with the Jets. Maybe there's something more there. The Dolphins are just an out-and-out mess. Like, you want to talk about something that's not going well and Tua Tagovailoa's comments and having to apologize for them and why is Mike McDaniel still here? Man, that's a much bigger dumpster fire, in my opinion.
Tua Tagovailoa saying he's too short to see Jalen Waddle open would be like, if you cracked the microphone today, Jason, and said, who are the Steelers playing on Sunday? You can't do that, man.
Maybe I will. And get some more love in the YouTube chat for that one.
Man, you take it on the chin in this YouTube chat.
It's one guy.
Someone texted in earlier and said that you look like Chester Bennington.
I don't know who Chester Bennington is.
Bennington. It's because I said it wrong. Okay. Formerly, he's now deceased. Formerly of what's the band? Damn it, Linkin Park.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was a big fan of Chester Bennington.
I have no idea who that is, but and
you're not a fan of Linkin Park?
I'm not. No.
Really? Really?
Dude, I'm a deadhead. They don't go to Linkin Park.
I thought you had an eclectic taste in music.
I do, just not that eclectic.
I would have had you pegged,
I have a fence around it somewhere.
I would have had you pegged as a Linkin Park guy.
No. That's tough, Mackie.
Do you like Linkin Park?
I do very much.
Of course. They have a new female lead singer. She's actually outstanding,
Should
too.
I listen to Linkin Park? What am I missing out here?
You I guess have, I should.
Waiting for the end to come. That's a good song.
You know what? I'm sold.
That's all
you
it took.
Got me. That's it.
Acapella Harry sold
it
you on Linkin Park.
With
one thing, and I don't know why.
Okay.
Doesn't even matter how hard you try.
Why you gotta be so heavy? They did a duet with those female singer, actually. I remember it was a really good song.
That was around the NFL. Coming up next, Lee Sterling to handicap this weekend's biggest college and pro football games, and then we really get down to the nitty-gritty. We got odds and ends, so many more angles in this Steelers-Packers game. That's all on the way. First Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, a high of 51, a low of 39, overcast. Tomorrow, high of 54, low of 37, and you won't see the sun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.